SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. While President Biden campaigns today in Michigan, former President Trump will be tied up in a Florida courtroom. A federal judge set to hear arguments on whether to dismiss the classified documents prosecution of Mr. Trump. His lawyers say the former president was entitled under the Presidential Records Act to keep documents under lock and key in Mar-a-Lago. Defense lawyers cheering a Georgia judge's ruling in one of the criminal cases against Mr. Trump.
The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case has dismissed six of the charges in the indictment, including three against former President Trump. John Acevedo at the Emory University School of Law explains why.
There is more than enough facts alleged in the indictment, but the district attorney forgot to state which law was being violated.
The order does leave many other charges intact, including 10 counts against Trump. And Acevedo says the ruling does not necessarily kill the case.
It's a small error. It's something that can be remedied, but it's going to cause quite a bit of delay.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. planning to announce his running mate in 12 days. NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, said to be among the front runners. Also at SRNnews.com, spring-like weather, parts of the country, but not in the mile-high city, Denver and vicinity, dealing with a major snowstorm. Gorilla hail is what they're calling huge chunks of ice falling from the sky across parts of Missouri. And in Kansas,
2.75-inch diameter, so baseball-sized hail, damaging car windows, 2 miles east-southeast of Bonner Springs.
That's David Roth at the National Weather Service. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory so far. The Dow futures are up 112 points. NASDAQ futures 86 points higher. This is SRN News. The Church of England responding to questions about fake conversions to Christianity.
The Church of England has faced criticism that it's not doing enough to stop phony conversions to the Christian faith to help with asylum claims. There have been media reports that people initially denied asylum in Britain were granted asylum after becoming Christian. A bishop with the church said they will not adopt a set of cast-iron criteria when deciding to baptize asylum seekers because it's impossible to see into someone's heart. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Turkish authorities arrested nearly three dozen people suspected of affiliating with the Islamic State group. The suspects are charged with planning attacks, recruiting fighters, and operating unauthorized religious schools and mosques. The crackdown follows a heightened security response after a deadly ISIS attack on a church in Istanbul. The Turkish government has designated ISIS as a terrorist group, did so in 2013. This is SRN News. New poll on homosexuality.
Close to 30% of Gen Z women identify as LGBT, according to a new Gallup poll. 12.4% of millennial women and 5.4% of millennial men identify as homosexual. Gallup's report says generational differences and trends point to higher rates of LGBT identification. Many psychologists say it's due to social contagion. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Elon Musk has abruptly canceled the Don Lemon Show, talk show on his social media network X. The move to cancel the show came after the former CNN anchor Lemon recorded an interview with the billionaire for the show's as-yet-unaired first episode. Musk owns the site, formerly known as Twitter, and frequently proclaims himself a free speech absolutist. X said only that it decided not to enter into a commercial partnership with Lemon's show. More details at SRNnews.com.